Okay. We have learned so far about many unknown and unpopular characters of the Chumash. We learned about Cain and all of the generations. We learned about Eliezer Abed Avram. We learned about Lot. We learned about Chom, who was the father of Canaan, Chom Avi Canaan. We learned about Lavan last week. Seems like all of the peripheral characters of Sefer Bereishis, and I hope that week by week it's becoming clear that they're not peripheral at all. Not only not peripheral, but to a great extent they're not necessarily evil. Even some of the evil people aren't so evil. Even though when you grow up in school, it's always the good guys and the bad guys, you know, the cops and robbers. So everything is Yaakov and Esav. Esav is the ultimate. We didn't get to him yet. He's the ultimate. We spoke last week about Lavan at length. Lavan was the one who was trying to hurt Yaakov. Lavan was the one who forced Yaakov to stay in his place outside of Eretz Yisrael for 14 years. Lavan, we learned last week, was the one that wanted Yaakov to adopt the culture of his grandfather, of Avraham, and not go the way of Yitzhak. So this is very important, because Avraham was one thing, very universal, very changing the world. That was the story of Avraham, he was changing the world. And Yitzhak really didn't continue in that exact era, but Yitzhak was what's called in this form Mitzamtzem. He narrowed it to a much narrower place, Tzimtzum, in Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak was Ola Tamima, never went out of Eretz Yisrael. Please sit here. It's easier otherwise, right? I guess I'm doing rubbernecking.
Tell these men to stop bothering us with their shtimmels.
So Lavan is such a bad guy, you know. But I was just thinking at the chuppah that I was just at. So it was before the chuppah, so the chassan goes to the kala, and the fathers are there. It was a very beautiful mamad. This particular chuppah was very beautiful. And what are the fathers, Mevarach, his daughter, and Atayi At Alfei Revova, who said that? Lavan. This was the bracha that Lavan gave to his daughter before he left. So here supposedly the Rasha, you know, the Ramai, Lavan HaRamai, Pikesh Lavan La'akar Es Hakol, but it's not all bad, because there was something there. He was a big Talmud, Lavan was a big chassid of Avram Avinu. And he wanted Yaakov to be a chassid of Avram Avinu. Yaakov was in a different place. He was taking the way of Yitzhak. He was taking a line which was narrowing and narrowing and narrowing until it got to us. We're a very small people. Many people, I mean, I'm sure you've had the same experience that I've had over the years. I could remember sitting next to people on the plane, and they say, "You're Jewish, I never met a Jew. Never saw a Jew." Yeah, they probably did, but they didn't know, not so close up. Scary for them, you know. It's interesting that you know, when we're here, we think we're the center of the world. We are the center of the world, but nobody knows it, except for us. We're very small people, and you could see there was a strain. I'm saying this as an introduction to what I want to say this evening. There was a strain, there was a stress that was going on between the idea of getting the whole world to be the children of Avraham Avinu. So much of the world is, have adopted the culture of Avraham Avinu. You know, he's the Avhol, Av Hamon Goyim, Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim. So obviously the Jews, Christians lay claim to Avraham Avinu, the Islam lays claim to Avraham Avinu, who knows who else? Avraham Avinu is universal. Yitzhak, narrower. Yaakov, even narrower. Shiftation. And in Yaakov, in Yitzhak itself, there was Yaakov, there was Esav. In Avraham himself, there was Yitzhak, there was Yishmael. So we're fine-tuning and tweaking and tweaking and tweaking. Is this good? Of course it's good. This is what the Torah says. This is our history. We are the tweak. We are the tweak. We're the result of all of that tweaking. The point of it is, as I've explained over and over again, is that it's not about getting the whole world to believe in God. That's a good thing. We should do that. That's not the point, though. That's not the point of being Jewish. The point of being Jewish is to bring the world to become a home for Hashem. A tikkun. Tikkun olam. In the very deepest sense, tikkun olam. I don't mean tikkun olam, just go hug a tree. But tikkun olam in the sense that Adam Harishon messed up with the chet of the Eitz Hadas, and until that's fixed, Mashiach is not going to come. So that's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei Yisrael, us. This is the tachlis of it all. That's why this is so important. And all of these side people seem to be pulling away from, okay, why is Avraham yours? You know, we also want a piece of Avraham. Until today, people are pulling on Avraham, no? Isn't true? And people are pulling on Avraham. Until Adayim Hazeh. So I want to speak here for a few minutes about another side character. We don't know that much about him, but he's probably very famous, and that's Yishmael. By the way, isn't it one of the most beautiful names in the whole Torah? Yishmael. Anybody want to name their kids Yishmael? It's very interesting, by the way, throughout the period of Tanakh. Yeah, throughout the whole period of Tanakh, throughout the whole period of Mishnah, Gemara, there was not one Moshe, not even one. Not one Moshe. Until the Rambam, in the 12th century, there was no Moshe. Mimoshe lemoshe lo kam kamoshe. There was no Avraham. Nobody named the child Avraham. One Avraham, Tanoim, Amoraim, in Chumash. No Avraham. Yishmael, there were many. In Divrei Hayamim, there's Yishmael. In Mishnah, there's Yishmael. In Braisa, there's Yishmael. In Gemara, there's Yishmael. Yishmael is a name, interesting, like Yishmael. Why Yishmael, not Moshe? Yishmael. Till today, by the way, there's people that name themselves Yishmael. It's a little bit hard here in Israel because we hate Arabs and everything. but the fact of the matter is, who knows if they're the B'nai Yishmael? I don't know. But the Yishmael, the Medrash says, just as an aside, the Medrash says that we know why he was called Yishmael. We're going to learn because Hashem said that I'm listening to your tefillah. Yishmael said to Hagar, I'm listening to your tefillah. But the Gemara says that there's going to come a time, Ba'achrit Hayamin, that's now, that everyone's going to do tshuva so that the Mashiach could come. Meaning we're going to finally get to this tikkun of the chet of Adam HaRishon. And who's going to bring this tshuva into the world? Yishmael, who's going to create a situation where everyone's going to listen to Hashem? The B'nai Yishmael. Okay, look, there's a lot of ways to get people to do tshuva. But it's interesting that Chazal point this out. There's going to come a time where it's going to be Yishmael. People are going to, because the diktuk is such that Yishmael, God will be listened to. God will be listened to. So we have to sort of reckon with Yishmael. So let's look at Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Yud Beis, the end of Chayisar, page 122. I don't know how else I can tell what these different ways are going to say. There you go. Chaf Hei Yud Beis. Shavi. And here says the Torah. One of the paragraphs that we go through quickly. Ve'ela toldos Yishmael ben Avram. These are the children, says the Chumash, of Yishmael, the son of Avram. Asher yolda Hagar Hamitzris, which Hagar gave birth to. Shivcha Sara La Avram Hagar, who we need to speak about, a fascinating lady. Hagar Hamitzris, Hagar the Egyptian. Now you hear maid servant, so you think, okay, she was the maid. It's a funny word, maid servant, I don't even know what it means. But who she really was, Hagar Hamitzris, what? Bat Paro. She was, when Avraham and Sarah went to Mitzrayim, They found hunger. Bas Paro, Paro, the Paro that Avraham had an issue with, was so taken with Avraham, he said, please take my daughter. He said, okay, we'll take her away. We'll take her away. So she was a princess. She wasn't a maid servant. But, and she said, says the Gemara, I'll go because I'd rather be a maidservant to this family, the Avraham family, than to be the daughter of Paro. She saw this. Why? Why? Not because it's such a big kavod to be Jewish. It's a kavod, but I don't know if that was pretty big kavod to be Egyptian also, the daughter of Paro. I'm sure she got more kavod and more riches and more luxurious items. But because she wanted to be involved, this is very important for everything I'm going to say. It's clear to me. She wanted to be involved, Paro and she, and Mitzrayim in general, wanted to be involved in this line of continuing Avraham Avinu's philosophy, and in the line of being the family that are doing the Tikkun Olam that we keep talking about. Now, you find also Esav, Eliphaz ben Esav, took Timnah, also another princess. There were people, princes, princesses, kings, were joining Avraham Avinu. And Yitzhak and Yaakov, they were like very simple shepherds, basically. But they were the ones that were carrying out the Jewish line. And this is the issue. So Ela told us, Yishmael ben Avraham, Asher Yoldo Hagar HaMitzri Shivcha Sarah LaAvraham. Here are the children of Yishmael. Ve'ela Shmos ben Yishmael, and this is their names. Yishmosam, Latoldosam, according to their generations. Bechor Yishmael, Nivayos, V'kedar, V'ad Be'el, U'mivsam, U'mishma, V'duma, U'masa, Chadad, V'sema, Yitur, Nafish, V'kedma. If you remember these names, you can win the National Bible Contest. What's these names? Elohim b'nei Yishmael. It's like a list in the Chumash of unimportant names, unimportant people. Elohim b'nei Yishmael, these are the children of Yishmael. These are the names based on their cities, based on their fortresses. Listen to this. Shneim Asar Nesiyim Lumosam. You should know, says the Torah, that there were 12 tribes of Yishmael. Isn't that interesting? 12 tribes. Sounds familiar? Yishmael had 12 tribes, and the Torah makes a point of it. Not that we have to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The Torah makes a point of it. Ushnei, Usar, Nesiyim, Lumosam. You should understand that there are 12 tribes that came from Yishmael, just like 12 tribes came from Yaakov. Something's going on. And then it says, Ve'ela Shnei Chai Yishmael, what about Yishmael itself? These are his years. Ma'ash Shana, Ushloshim Shana, V'sheva Shanim. 100 years and 30 years and 7 years. What does that sound like?
Sarah.
And what does Rashi say about Sarah, so famous? That when she was 100, she was like she was 20, lechet. And when she was 20, she was like 7, leyofi. Like a tzedekis. Sarah was a tzedekis. That's what the Torah is telling. What is it saying? This doesn't say this about anybody else. Two people, as far as I know. About Sarah and about Yishmael. That is 100 years and 30 years and 7 years, there Rashi says at the end, by Sarah, it says, Kulan Shavin Latovo. That by Sarah, they were all good years. So we have to conclude the same thing is true by Yishmael. This is not the Yishmael we know already. It's not the Yishmael we know. Vayigva, Vayamos. What does Vayigva mean?
The same,
Vayam. Vayigva. He died. He expired. No, the Vayamos means he died. So what's Vayigva? So it's Rashi. Take a look. Vayigva lo nemra gvia ela b'tzadikim. The same lesson it says when Avraham died. Vayigva Vayamos. And this is the second place Rashi says this, that Vayigva, he expired. It means to say that he didn't get sick. He didn't have Yisurim. It was like Moshe Rabbeinu. He just died. Came time to die, he just died. Okay, bye. I'm tired now. That's what Vayigva means. He turned into a Gviya. You know what we say? Nadon Olam. In Ruchi Gviyasi. Vayigva Vayamos. Lo Nemra Gviya Ela B'Tzadikim. Baba Basra. Tezayin. It's a Gemara. Vayayosef El Amav. And he was gathered onto his people. Another language which is just used by Tzadikim. So Yishmael, we have every indication that he was a tzaddik, and he was always a tzaddik. That's what it says. Yishmael a tzaddik. We have no idea. Vayishkenu mechavila. They lived in Chavila ad Shur, meaning the children of Yishmael lived, stretched out, their land stretched out. Children of Yishmael. Mechavila ad Shur, Asher al Pnei Mitzrayim, all the way down to the Egyptian border, means like Eilat, Jordan, Petra, these cities, Ashur, Boacha, Ashura, which was the route to go to Ashur, which would be more north. Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal. I'm reading the English here. Over all his brothers he dwelt. Does that help you? Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal. Anybody want to attempt a shot? Al Pnei Kol Echav Nafal. What do the words mean? Yishmael was ruling the Yishmael and the Bnei Yishmael, who the Torah has only nice things to say here. It doesn't say here Yimach Shemo, and we don't have the toldos of other Rishayim. We don't know all their toldos this way, and we certainly don't talk about them. Vayigva, Vayamos, Vayesa, Valamov, and their children took over the whole southern border of Eretz Yisrael, and that was the Bnei Yishmael, and there they were. And the Torah makes a point of saying this. If you go back a few psukim to the top of the page, let's say Pasuk Ches, Pasuk Zayin, okay. Pasuk Zayin, Chaf Hei Zayin, talks about the death of Avraham. Right before the death of Yishmael. Yishmael was a son. Ve'elo yimei shnei chaye Avraham asher chay. Again, ma'ash shana v'shivim shana v'chamei shanim. I apologize, it's the third time. We have the same thing, Kulan Shavan Latova. Again, Vayigva Vayamos. Same language again, Vayigva Vayamos. Ein Vayigva Elo
Vatzadikim. What does the word mean?
Expired. But.
Why is the Via? That's the expression.
Vayamos Avraham Beseva Toiva Zokin Besaveya. He died happy. He died satisfied. He died old. Avraham, we're talking about now. Vayayosef Alamov, another tzaddik, Avraham or Avraham. Vayayosef Alamov, he was gathered to his people. This was the pasuk that I really want to tell you. Vayikro, so who buried Avraham? Who took him to Maras HaMachpelah? Vayikro, so Yitzchak v'Yishmael. So this is the vision, that the visual that you need to have in your head here for the next half an hour. That Yitzchak and Yishmael, this is like not Oslo, this is Yitzchak and Yishmael. Vayikro also Yitzchak the Yishmael Bamav El Maris HaMachpelah. They buried him in the Maris HaMachpelah. El Stay Ephron Ben Sochar Hachiti Asher Al Pnei Mamre. This was Hasada, says the Torah, Asher Kana Avraham Eish Pnei Ches. This was the place, Maris HaMachpelah, which Avraham purchased for Sarah, of course, Eis Meches. Shama Kubar, Avraham Vesara Ishta. This is Kivu, he's just getting buried. So here the Torah talks into a narrative and says, this is the Maris HaMachpelah, in parentheses, the Sugrayim. You should know that this is the Maris HaMachpelah, the one that Yishmael came to and Yitzchak came to, carrying the body of their father Avraham together in unity. Yitzchak and Yishmael. Vayeshev Yitzchak in Ber Lachai Roi. And Yitzchak lived in a place called Ber Lachai Roi, which we must examine. This place, Ber Lachai Roi, is a fascinating place we're going to learn. But that's where Yitzchak lived, and Yishmael. Well, Yishmael died shortly thereafter, apparently. Ve'elo toldos Yishmael ben Avraham. So I went a little backwards, but I wanted to point out that Yishmael died as a tzaddik. Moving backwards, Yishmael was already at the levaya of Avraham Avinu. This was his father. And apparently he was Mekabel, the Torah of Avraham Avinu, So here we have Avraham Avinu, the great Avraham Avinu, Av Hamon Goyim, the greatest in the world, the one who changed the whole world, and his two sons, Yitzhak and Yishmael. We all know about Yaakov and Esav this way, two sons that can go two different ways. But this is interesting. Yitzhak and Yishmael can go two different ways, and they were friends. This wasn't Yaakov and Esav. They were friends, apparently. We don't know that there was any politics between Yitzhak and Yishmael. A little bit, Rashi says, that when they were playing, they used to hurt each other. I was just thinking tonight, under the chuppah, the rabbi who's speaking, I don't know his name, I'm sorry, but the rabbi who was speaking said that, in this week's parsha, we're blessing our children, Yisim Chalakim Kefraim Machim Menashe. So he said, what's this blessing of Ephraim and Asher? These are the first two brothers in Judaism to get along. But it's not really true. It's not really true. First of all, Yitzhak and Yishmael got along. And then there was a time, by the way, that when Yaakov met Esav, just while we're here, Yaakov met Esav, it says, Vayishakehu. And Esav kissed him. And everybody knows the Rashi, it looked like he was kissing him. It was really biting him. It was really hurting him. That Rashi everybody knows, right? That's a familiar Rashi. Here the Torah makes us feel good and says, oh, they get along. No, he was biting him. Rashi says, nobody reads further in Rashi. But that's not the real pshat. The real pshat is, yishakehu mamash, ba'ahava. Mamash loved him. They came to a point where they loved each other also. So it's interesting also, we have to get to Yaakov and Esav, very, very important. But here we see, starting to formulate a picture of Yishmael. If you go back with me, please. I want to take a little tour of the Chumash. Yes.
Why does it say it was after the death of Abraham that God blessed Yitzchak, and then it goes on about the Todos Yishmael? Why did he bless Yitzchak then?
By Yivarech Elokim es Yitzchak beno.
Very good. On both sons.
Good question. And we also need to know, very good question, we're going to answer that question, God willing. And we also need to know why it's important that he lived in Be'er Lachai Roi. He lived in Tel Aviv. I mean, that's where he lived. He lived. I mean, that doesn't seem to be so pertinent to the story here. If you go back to Tes Zion, Perek Tes Zion, Pasuk Aleph, page 70, if you have the stone chumash. And here we have the story that everybody knows, but let's go over together for the diukim and the psukim. Very important psukim. The story of the birth of Yishmael. Vesarai Eshes Avram, go here quickly. Vesarai Eshes Avram, La Yolda La, did not have any children. La Yolda La, she did not give any children to him, to Avraham. She did not give any children to Avraham. Let's just think about it for a second. I'd like to get the picture clear in my mind. Like, how long do you wait before you decide that, oh, we're not having children?
No.
What does that take? A year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? I just want to point out something here, that Avraham got married when he was 21. It's a good time. He married Sarah. It doesn't say clearly how old Sarah was. They waited 67 years. 67 years. Until Sarah said, you know what, this doesn't seem to be working. Meaning, this story that we're reading here, which is talking about which we're going to get to, the birth of Yishmael, we don't know the years exactly, because we don't know exactly how long some of these things took. But we know Barach, you know. So it seems that when Yishmael was born, which is what we're going to learn about, Avraham Avinu was 88. It's clear. He was 88 years old. So it means he got married at 21 to Sarah. And then when he was 88, like, we don't have any children. So what are we going to do? Daven. Time to daven. Starting to become a concern.
They live longer then, no?
Listen, it's not so posh, because I don't want to skip ahead, but first of all, they didn't live all that long. They didn't live 900 years. They lived 180 years, 175 years. But when Yitzhak was born, when the Surah came, that Yitzchak was going to be born. So what did Sarah say? She laughed. Well, Levin, my husband's 100 years old. He's going to have a child. So you say, well, this is in the Bible. Everything can happen. Like 100 years old, that's kid stuff, right? And so dog years. No, you see that that's not the case. You see that Sarah said, I'm an old lady. Oh, by the way, she said she's 99 at the time. So I'm 99. You're 100. We're going to have a child. But she laughed. So you see, it was very, very laughable to have a child at 100 years old. So it's not that much different than it is. No, okay, we're not giving birth at 100 years old, but okay, it's not like Mr. Shelach here. So when we say he was 88 years old and didn't have children, so he says, look, you know, the clock is ticking. I've got maybe 10, 12 years, you know, to have a child. What's going to be? It's Avraham Avinu talking, not even her. What's going to be? So patience is a big virtue, you see. So Avram was Tishim Shana. I'm sorry. V'sara Eishes Avram lo yoldoloi v'lo shivcha mitzris. So she had this Egyptian woman, the daughter of Paro, don't forget, Ushma Hagar. V'tomer and Sarai, which was her name at the time, said so generously to Avraham, V'tomer Sarai el Avram, hinei no atzarani Hashem miladis. Let's face it. I'm not having any children. It's not happening. Bo na el shivchasi. So why don't you cohabit with Hagar, which was common in those days? Ulai ibona mimena, and maybe from there will be a binyan. Meaning that a binyan means not maybe you'll have a child and you'll have a kid to play with and all. But ulai ibona mimena is you need to create a line, Avraham, right? You need to make a tikkun. The whole idea of him being born close to the year 2000 in 1948 and. And this was all taking place around the year 2000 when Avraham Avinu was desperate to continue his line onto future generations. So, ulai ibana mimena, maybe he'll come from Hagar. Okay, nice. Avraham Avinu agrees to this proposition. Vayishma Avram lekol Sarai. So Avram listens to the voice of Sarai. So her idea. Vatikach Sarai eshes Avram as Hagar amitzir shivchasa. And Sarai takes the wife, Vatikach Sarai, who is the wife of Avram, as Hagar or Mitzri Shivchasa, she takes her servant Hagar, her right hand man woman, Miketzas Shanim Lashemus Avram Beretz Knan, 10 years after they got back to Eretz Yisrael, Vatiten Osal Avram Isha Lo Leisha. I'm always self conscious about bogging everybody down with the exact pasuk and the exact year. But it's just so important to understand this intelligently because I just, especially if you're not about tshuva, because at least if you're about tshuva, so you learned it as an adult and you have some kind of adult understanding. But if you're like me and you learned it as a kid, you learned it all wrong and there it stuck forever. So it's important to relearn, you know, all of this. But Tomer Sarai el Avram, so Sarai says to Avram, this is not working. Vayavel Hagar Vatahar. He came to Hagar Vatahar, she became pregnant. Are you with me on Pasuk Dalet? Vatera ki harasa. She saw that she was pregnant. Vatekal Givirta Beineha. And Sarah became cheap. Rashi says, You're here for 70 years. You couldn't have a child with Avraham Avinu. That's what Hagar was saying. And I'm here for like this, you know, touch and go. I'm pregnant. So Sarai, what kind of attitude is that? You know, Vatomer Sarai el Avram. So Sarai says to Avram, Chamasi alecha. I have complete chamas. This is a strong word. Right? Chamasi alecha. Anochi nas. I have big complaints against you. Anochi nasati shivchasi b'chekecho. I've given you my shivcha. Right. This is such a sacrifice for me to do. I've given you a shivcha. Go live with the shivcha. Right, and it works, and she becomes pregnant. And what happens? I become mevuzah. I become disgraced.
It's
helpful. Yishvot Hashem beini uveinecha. Just 1 second. Yishvot Hashem beini uveinecha. What's the complaint against Avraham? What did he do? Sarah said to marry her. He marries her. That works. So everything is expected. Okay, Hagar is not behaving. Let's say Hagar is not behaving. So what's Yishvot Hashem? Beini uveinecha. Says Rashi, This is your fault, Avraham. Because you were davening for a child. You weren't davening that me and Sarah should have a child. That's not where your tefillah was. You weren't davening that I want to have a child with Sarah. You're just saying I want to have a child. And this we see from the fact that as soon as you're not with Sarah, you're having a child. So Yishpat Hashem Beinu Beinecha means that you see that I'm seeing, and Hagar is seeing even worse, that this, that your tefillah was all wrong to begin with. Your tefillah was not an inclusive tefillah. It wasn't a romantic tefillah. It wasn't the tefillah which included me in your tefillah, because she understood who Avraham was, and you know, if you would have davened, I would be the pregnant one and not her. Avraham has universal vision. So,
like with the whole thing with,
and therefore, what do you want to say?
He wasn't sure that it was going to come through his pocket.
Uh-huh. 100%. That's where we're going to.
And that's where she has.
That's where we're going to, a whole different. And she's saying, what's going on? The time is very clear. The time is very clear. What's going on? Ishmael? Ishmael? Is that what's going to be the children over here? By Yomer Avram Osara, Hinei Shivchasek B'yodeh, take it back. If that's what you're worrying about, take it back. See, we're looking at the story. This is very important what you're saying, ladies. Because we're looking at the story, reading the story, like we think we're reading like the West Side Story or something. We think we're reading like some kind of a, you know, an Italian mafia movie. You know, what's going on? You know, my woman, your woman. Like it's not what's going on over here. We're talking about who's going to carry on the line of Avraham Avinu. Ulai bana mimena. Clearly, that was the issue. The issue is, where's the binyan going to come from? It's interesting. Okay, Hagar sounds good. If she would have been Mechabed Sarah, I think, this I'm guessing. If Hagar would have been Mechabed Sarah, and she would have said to Sarah, look, this is your child, really, I'm just the maidservant, and I'm surrogate over here, I'm not the important one, you're the important one, it's in your schus, whatever. If she would have, you know, said what we would have said, all the from things. Okay, Sarah, because it's still my child, came through, somehow or another, it was surrogated, is that a word? Through this Hagar. For some reason or another, it was like IVF or something like that. But that's not what she said. Because, I have the line. You don't have the line. It's not coming from you. It's coming from me. This was a very, very deep shtuch. Very, very deep. And it was very, very hurtful to Sarah, because Sarah understood that Avraham and Sarah have to have children in order for the line to continue. Let's go a little bit further. I just want to point out, this is, by the way, a big sugya, Yishmael. I don't know how we'll be able to finish it tonight, maybe next week. But let's see what we can do. So he says, take her back. Hinei shivchasech b'yodech. Asilo hatoy b'inayich. Do whatever you think is good. This is not Hashem saying to Avraham, by the way. As he's later, everything Sarah tells you, do what she says. That's not the story. It's a different story. Don't get confused here. Very important. Many people get confused. This was Avraham saying on his own, take your shivcha and do what you want with it. But ta'anel Sarai, what did she do with her? She tortured her. But tivrach b'panel, until she kind of forced her to escape and to leave and to run away. So she created an impossible situation. Sarai created. Now, you know, just like I changed your picture tonight of Yishmael, I'm hoping I'm not changing your picture too much of Sarai. But it's look, so it says the Chumash. I mean, we can't change the text here. And she runs away. Enough of this family. What's going on here? You tell me to marry Avraham Avinu. I marry Avraham Avinu. I do exactly my body works, the spirituality works, everything works. And then you start torturing me. So she ran away. Vayim Soeha, this is who Hagar was. Not Pasha. Vayim Soeha, Malach Hashem al Ein Hamayim Bamidbar al Ha'ayim B'derech Shur. She's running away and she's spotted by an angel. I must write a book by that title. Vayomer Hagar Shivcha Sarai. And Hagar, the Shivcha Sarai, says, Vayomer Hagar Shivcha Sarai, Emi Zevos Ve'enei Teleichu. Where are you going? Where are you running? The Malach says to her. Vatomer, she says, want to know where I'm running? Mitnei Sarai Gevirti Anoichi Barachas. Look at this woman who was the daughter of Paro. Just keep it in mind. And the daughter of Paro, who left her palace in Egypt, she left the whole Egyptian situation there, which was, you know, Times Square, and you know, it was the French Riviera. And she goes and she lives out here in nomadic life with Avraham Avinu, I mean, okay, he was a wealthy man, but it wasn't the Pharaoh, it wasn't, you know, the pharaohs of Egypt or something. So where are you running to? I'm running away from my Sarah Gevirti, Anoichi Barachas. But Yoimer lo Malach Hashem, and the Malach says to her, Shuvi al Gevirtech, V'hisani tachas yadar. You go back there. Go back there and do what it takes. He saw me. He tortured.
I have another issue. Like Abraham's place here. Like, was it? Yeah, okay. So, just go marry this woman. He marries the woman. His wife complains. He says, "Okay, do what you want with her and everything." It seems the whole thing still seems like such a like Hagar's a human being.
And it's yeah, like, and Sarah was a tough lady. Apparently.
But even from Abraham's point of view, like. If you're already married a woman and everything, like,
take care of
her. Don't you have a little bit of response? Like, how do you just say?
I mean, the real answer is we see that he does. We don't know
that he tells her to go.
We don't know that he knew that she was gonna. He said, "Do what makes you happy." He didn't know that she was gonna torture her, and that she was gonna run away. This happened without him. But so let's see. But it's an excellent question, an important question. And the last thing I want to do is revise the story. We're grown-ups, you know. Vayomer lo Malach Hashem. The Malach says to her on the way. Vayomer lo Malach Hashem. Harba arba ezarech. You will have many children. Velo yisafer meiro. And they won't be able to be counted. What does that sound like? Lo yisafer meiro. Nobody will be able to count your children because there's going to be so many. Lo yisafer. Why not? Meiro. Not going to be able to count them because there's going to be so many of them. Doesn't sound familiar? Like the stars, like the earth. It's like you suffer from your own. Vayomer lo Malach Hashem. And the Malach says, I want to tell you something else. Hina chara. You are pregnant. Okay, she was pregnant during this whole story, to boot. Because you didn't have a child yet. Vayolad ben, you will have a child. V'karos hashma Yishmael. And you should call that child Yishmael, she said. Ki shoma, and here's the biblical reason for calling him Yishmael, Kishoma Hashem El Amyech, because Hashem sent me the Malach. Let me introduce myself. I am the Malach Hashem. I'm like the burning bush that Moshe saw in the Midbar. You know, you meet these great things in the Midbar. Say, he met this Malach Hashem in the Midbar. That's pleased to meet you. I'm the Malach Hashem. And because you suffered, because you're struggling, because you're suffering under Sarai, you will have a great, great son whose name will be Yishmael. This was a prediction. Because when Avraham Avinu named him Yishmael, he didn't even know the whole story. He just came out of his mouth. Let his name be Yishmael. Avraham Avinu, for his reasons, called him Yishmael. Very interesting. And from here, the Gemara says that when a father or a mother names a child, it's a nevuah. Nevuah katana, a little bit of prophecy over there. Here's the bracha. That son Yishmael, he's giving her bracha now. Not to worry, he's giving her chizuk under the struggle and the abuse that she's taking. Hu yiya para adam. He will be a para adam. What's a para adam?
Wild.
Huh? A wild para adam. Okay. The English says a wild ass of a man. Should say that different. I don't know if I accentuated that right. Hu yiya para adam. So here's the Malach is making her feel good and giving her a bracha that you'll have a child and you'll have children and then you won't be able to count them. They're going to be so many and so multiple and he's going to be a para adam. Like a filter chaya. Did I tell you the story? Years and years ago, I lived in Buffalo, so a couple came to me, and they said, like they were like reform kids, let's say. So they came and they said that they want to adopt a child, and they went to Jewish Family Service to adopt a child, and they said to them that you have to, like we only give children to Jews, so you have to be Jewish. So they said, go get a letter from a rabbi that you're Jewish. You know, like when you make Aliyah, go get a letter from a rabbi that you're Jewish. So they came to me, I don't know, of all the rabbis, you know, to go to. That was probably the most difficult and ridiculously Bach career. So they come to me, they said, when your letter were Jewish. I said, okay, how do I know you're Jewish? So this lady said to me, very quite a clever lady, she said, and how do you know you're Jewish? She said to me, you have like a tutatza hook that says that you're Jewish, everyone said, how do you know you're Jewish? So I said, it's a good question, but I know my mother was Jewish, I know my grandmother was Jewish, I know like that. So I said, do you? Like, can you count three generations? So we're going back and forth. So I said to her, I tell you what, let's do a simple kind of an indication. I said, do you have a Jewish name? She says, yes. So I said, what's your Jewish name? She said, Sorachaya. Okay, like, you know, if you're a guy, your name's not Sarah. Like a shameful rip guy, but it's like that. She wasn't religious, she was being religious, you know, so they, okay, but you know, like she's coming a Reformed Jew, Temple Mount Zion, like, you know, what's your name, Sarah? I said, okay, you're Jewish. I said, how about you? I told her she's Jewish, a Paschal, according to that she's Jewish. So she said her father's Jewish, her grandmother's Jewish, so then I said to him, I said, what about you? This wasn't like it goes after the mother and the father. They both have to be Jewish for this purpose. So he says to me, Rabbi, for the minute you asked her what her Jewish name is, I knew where this was going. He wasn't the smartest one. I knew where this was going, so I'm racking my brains over here trying to figure out what's my Jewish name. I don't know what my Jewish name is. So I said, okay, well, think about it really strong. Like, what's your Jewish name? My name is Tim. So I said, you know, I tried to suggest a few. No, I've never heard that name. I said, what about Aliyah? You get a call to the Torah? Ever get called to the Torah? No, I never had a bar mitzvah, he tells me. So, what about your bris? He doesn't remember his bris. we're going back. So I said, like, grandparents. You ever have grandparents in the house? Like, where were they from? So it's like, he thinks, maybe from Poland or Czechoslovakia or Hungary or Africa. He doesn't know. This is grandparents. Like, people are like, so, grandparents. So I said, what did she call you? When she was alive, your grandmother, what did your grandmother call you? So he's thinking, he says to me, I know my Jewish name. So I said, what's your Jewish name? He says, Wilder Chaya. So I said, okay, you're Jewish. Who's going to call a guy a Wilder Chaya? Real story.
Oh,
that was like that.
Did you tell him what it meant?
I remember the poster. I didn't say that. Yeah.
In terms of the chronology, Sarah was upset with Hagar and sent her off because she had a baby.
She didn't have a baby.
But indeed.
She didn't have a baby.
But it says here.
She was pregnant.
But the Malach says, you will conceive.
Okay. So you're so good. You mean, why does it say that you will conceive? It should say you will have a baby.
Conceived, the baby will be.
Oh, comes Rashi and asks your question. Very good. It says Rashi, she had a miscarriage and she became pregnant the second time. Okay.
Probably from all the hard work.
Huh? Being tortured, right? Who ye ya para adam yodai? Brother, here's the bracha. Who ye ya para adam? I want to say to this bracha is not so simply bad. It's not so such a vulgar type. Hu ye per adam yodoi bakol yad kol boy, his hand will be in everything. There will not be, the Gemara says, a nation in the world that will be able to move with somehow not being having to consult Yishmael. The yad kol boy yodoi bakol yad kol boy. You know, we're living in a time that maybe we're the first generation that really understands these pesukim. Ve'al pnei kol echov yishkom. And over all of his brothers shall he dwell. Does this sound familiar? Where do we have it? The end of Tov, the end of Chag Yisrael. Go back, please. Yishmael died long after he was born. Yishmael died. And what is the last thing it says in Parshas Chag Yisrael? Page 122. Al pnei kol echov, that the bracha came true, the bracha of this malach came true. Al pnei kol echov nafal. Wow. Here it says al pnei kol echov. This is for you to ask this question. Here it says al pnei kol echov yishkon, over all of his brothers he shall dwell. And here it says over all of his brothers nafal. Over all of his brothers. Interestingly, the English translates, he dwelt. But it's a different word. And how does nafal means he dwelt? Rashi says nafal. he was no fill on them. Meaning that the bracha was that the world will take him on as the leader. The end of the story was that he was the leader in Yadoi Bakol, Yad Koboi, and Para Adam, but he was mitnapel on them. He had to force his way. It wasn't a voluntary act of the people. He got there, but he got there in a different way. Okay, very important to compare those two things. Says the Torah further, Vatikra. Now this is a very, very important but difficult pasuk, and you want to learn this together, let's help me with this. But pasuk Yud Gimel. Vatikra, at this point, Vatikra Shem Hashem Hadover Eleha Ata Kel Ra'i. Sounds familiar? What happened? Right after Avraham died, that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Avraham, and Yitzchak went and he lived where? In Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Alright, that's what it says here at the end. Let's get the pasuk exactly. Vayeshev, Vayivarech Elokim as Yitzchak b'no, that Hashem benched Yitzchak, Avraham's son. Vayeshev Yitzchak, and Yitzchak went to live in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. He went to live in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. What was there in Be'er Lachai Ro'i? Was the end of Yishmael's life. Don't forget. At the end of Yishmael's life, where did Yitzchak choose to live? Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Where does Be'er Lachai Ro'i first appear? Right here, where we're learning now. That this was the place where the Malach revealed itself to Hagar. So now, let's figure out together, why did Yitzchak, after Avram Avinu died, go to live in the place that the Malach spoke to Hagar about Yishmael, who should have been his nemesis, the competition, his Esav, if you will.
So instead of Yishmael ruling over all his brothers, in the end it was Yitzchak who settled the land. I'm just remembering the blood of your brothers streaming from the land.
Same brother, huh? What does this pasuk mean, though? I'm not sorry. Vatikra, feel free to look in English if you have it. Just, I still don't know what it means. I'm on page 72. Vatikra Shem Hashem. And she called the name of Hashem, Hadover Eloha, that spoke to her. Did Hashem speak to her? Not really.
Malach.
Malach. Gabriel, you say. Okay, Gabriel.
I mean, Hashem.
How do you know? Okay. I thought you had inside information. Vatikra Shem Hashem. But what did she call Shem Hashem? Shem Hashem. Vatikra Shem Hashem. Hadover Eloha Ato El. Let's make it, if you're good with Hebrew, you look like you're good with Hebrew. Ata El Ra'i. You see the word? Ki Amra, because she said, she called that place, she named that place that Yitzchak eventually went to live. She said, this is the place, and then where she looked up to Hashem and she said, Ata Kel Ra'i. What does it mean? You are Hashem Ra'i. The what? Ra'i with a kamas. Ra'i, look at the English. You are the God of vision. You're the one who sees the future. You're the Ra'i, like a Roet, like a Navi. This is the chat. Atakel Ra'i. Ki Amra. Because she said, Hagam Halom Ra'isi Achare Ro'i. Because she said, could I have seen even here after having seen? Anybody know what that means? Who would have believed? That's what she was saying. Who would have believed that I would give birth to a hero like Yishmael with everything that I'm going through from Avram? So somehow that pasuk means that. And she names a place after it. Al-Kain, and here's the interesting thing. Al-Kain, Kara, La Be'er, at this Be'er. Now, don't forget that the whole story of Yishmael wasn't born. This is not the story of Yishmael. This is a different story. She called the name of this place Be'er. Who has their finger on the place here? Sorry, just before I sound like a teacher. Who is it? Be'er Lachai, what? Huh? Ro'i. he. She said Kel Ra'i, which means the god of vision, he who sees the future, he who sees all. She called the Al-Kain, therefore the place is called, says the narrative, Al-Kain, Kara La-Be'er. The Be'er eventually became known as the Be'er Lachai Ro'i, which means the one, Ro'i means, like you're saying, the one who sees me. In other words, Ra'i and Ro'i are two different words. Ra'i means he sees, he's a Ro'a, as Rashi says. Ro'i means the one who saw my problems. So it's interesting that she called it Vatikra Shem Hashem Adover Ala Asa Kel Ro'i. Targum says, by the way, what does it mean she called the name of Hashem? So Rashi says the Targum, if you look on the side, that Salias Bishma de Hashem de Mismala Lima. She called out Davin in the name of Hashem. She became a believer. She became a very clear believer. I mean, who wouldn't? You know, this Malach was Mescalot to her, told her that your suffering has meaning, told her that something's going to come out of your inuit, of your suffering, and it's going to be a Yishmael, it's going to be a great Paradam. And Yodoy Bakol, Yad Kobo, and went to Ber Lachai Ro'i. Yitzhak went, I repeat, to Ber Lachai Ro'i to live. So far, so good, I guess. Avram at this time, did I skip a passage? Vatelet Hagar la Avram Bain. Eventually, this pregnant woman, Hagar, had a child. Vatik Vayikra Avram Shem Bnoi Ashayolda Hagar Yishmael. And Avram said, I have an idea. Let's call him Yishmael. Nisht Visendik of this whole story that came about with Hagar and the Malach. Maybe he didn't even know how holy Hagar was. He said, this one looks like a Yishmael to me. That's what he said, yeah.
And then, it's funny how we think of these things when we hear the story so many times, but if Sarah was upset with her and didn't want her there anymore, and she went back, how did she manage to go back to Avram?
Unbelievable, right?
Mm-hmm.
She went back. I'm going to tell you how she went back. So, but this is the main story is still to happen. The main story is still to happen. She went back and it wasn't good. It wasn't good. She came back with Yishmael.
But she wasn't pregnant yet with Yishmael. How did she? But she got pregnant again.
She was born. He was born now. She went back.
When she was thrown out, she left.
She was pregnant.
Yeah, but she lost that baby, right?
And she somehow became pregnant again.
It's
cool.
Cool.
No, I mean,
like,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, she was very fertile.
No, no.
I understand. She was separating her. I understand the question.
Yeah, I thought that she wasn't supposed to be with Abraham. That's what I mean.
Right. But she was. And she became pregnant. That's what we're learning here, that she was.
Sorry, how did Sarah know that for sure it was meant to be the lineage through her and Abraham?
The what?
How did she know that it wasn't meant to be from Abraham? How did she know it was supposed to be from
Abraham? They're married for 70 years.
Yeah.
They had a plan, they had a dream, they had a whole plan.
This is where
we're going to create a line. Okay?
Right.
So I'm going to tell you something she didn't know, but she was upset that it wasn't. She didn't know, and I'll prove to you that she didn't know. She kind of didn't know.
Didn't know what?
She didn't know that it's going to come from her because she had no idea at this point that she would ever have a child.
Right.
And when she heard she's going to have a child, she broke up laughing.
Yeah,
Yitzchak. She didn't know anything about Yitzchak. Yitzchak wasn't a dream. Yishmael is where this whole thing ended up. He came to Yishmael. Let's just look what happens over here.
Could it be that Avram at this point still believed that? Could that be from, like,
I believe so.
Him to Yishmael means that he believes that. I mean, so his tefillah also.
I believe so.
So he thinks it is coming from Yishmael.
So he also doesn't know that it's Yitzchak.
See right now.
Here's the next thing that happened in the Chumash. Very important. So I'm getting kind of self-conscious every week at 10 to 10. Do I have till 10? Is that okay? At least I'm not, you come late. It's 10 o'clock, and then we'll have to pick up next week. But let's just understand what we didn't understand, even though we heard the story 100 times. But the next thing that happens here is, at the end of Lech Lecha, let's go to Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tezvav. Page 74. Vayomer Elokim, this is after this whole Maisa here with Hagar. Vayomer Elokim El Avraham. Now don't forget, so Yishmael was living in the house now. This was the household. You had you had Sarai, who was angry. You had Avraham, who was happy. You had Yishmael, who was Yishmael. And that's it. That was a family, little nuclear family there. Vayomer Elokim El Avraham. And I guess for 13 years, this was going on, 13 years. This was the Mishpacha. Yishmael, they're calling Yishmael. Yomer Elokim al Avraham, then Hashem appears to Avraham, and he says to him, Sarai Yishtacha Leisikra Shema Sarai Ki Sarai Shema. Because you remember when Avraham Avinu said that I looked in the stars and I see that I'm not going to have any children, so Rashi tells us, that Hashem told them that you're looking, you're right. Avram is not going to have children, but Avraham will have children. Sarai is not going to have any children, but Sarah will have children. So you're right, the stars are good, but you're looking at the wrong chart. Get yourself a new chart, because your name is not, this is why we change names if somebody's, God forbid, deathly ill. So he says, your mazel is going to change. Your mazel could have a Yishmael, but now your mazel is going to change. Sarai's mazel is going to change. The stars are going to change. Everything is changing here in Pasuk Tezvav. Vayomer Elokim al Avraham, name was Avraham, Sarai Yishtacha. Let's talk about your wife Sarai. Don't forget about her. Vayitikra Shema Sarai Ki Sara Shema. Give her a new name. Sara means her dream come true. Sarai. She has a Srara. Srara. Uveirachtiyosa. I'm going to bless her. Vagam Nosati Mimena Lucha Bain. Uveirachtiha. I'm going to give her a son also. There's going to be a great nation coming out from her. That's us. And Avraham, when he heard this, falls down and he laughs. But he says in his heart, you see it? I'm 100 years old. Give me a break. You know how many men come to speak to me and they say, like, oh, children, I'm already 33. I don't know, I'm going to be 55. People are nervous, And what about Sarah Bas Tishim Shana Teleh? I'm 100, she's 90. Who are you talking? What are you talking about? Listen to this. This is a great passage. Vayomer Avraham El Ho Elokim. What he thought in his heart was, I'm 100. What he said, "Vayomer Avraham el Elokim, Lu Yishmael Yichya lefanecha." If it's your chumash, underline this. Lu Yishmael Yichya lefanecha. I am perfectly content with Yishmael. I need nothing else. That's what he said. Not me. Not the Medrash. Chumash. Avraham Avinu. And Abraham said to God, "Oh, that Yishmael might live before you." Why make a balagan now? he's laughing. He's thinking it seems to him to be ridiculous. Sarah, he's happy. The situation he's happy with. He's happy. He has Yishmael. He has a lineage. He has a dynasty. He has Hagar. It's an interesting dynasty, like an interesting Yichus here. His wife is this Yishmael is a grandson of Paro after all.
I have a question. How come that, where is his belief? He
was happy, he believed, he felt that his
brother
was
but how him. He can believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give him a son about 100 years?
If it's necessary, it's a good question, if it's necessary. But it's not necessary, I have Yishmael. I don't need a necessary.
What does this mean, so this last sentence?
Lu Yishmael means, Lu means like halavad. Lu, let it be that Yishmael Yichya lefanecha. Let him be the one that lives before you. Meaning, let him be the one that carries me out. He's arguing. Wasn't this like a reverse argument? Does anybody know this? If he's arguing with Hashem, don't give me a kid. I'm 100 years old, for heaven's sakes. Don't give me a kid. My Yomer Elokim, and Hashem says to him, I will Sarai Ishtecha. But what about Sarah? You have a child. But Sarai Ishtecha, you're never davening for Sarah. That's what he's saying to you. You're never davening for Sarah. I will Sarai Ishtecha, you'll let us look up.
And you know what? Becharasa Shmo Yitzchak. So it's called Yitzchak because Abraham laughed. Not because Sarah laughed. You're going to call him Yitzchak? Vakimosi Esprisi Ito, and he's going to be the one that's going to carry on their covenant. Lebris Oilam Lazaroi Achara. Uli Yishmael. And what about your son Yishmael that you're so crazy about? Shma Ticha. I'm going to give him a bracha also, not to worry. He will become hifresi, fruitful. He will become multiply. Many. Bim od ma'od. Listen to this. Shneim asar nesiim yoilid. He will also have 12 shvatim. Remember, we learned at the end of the parsha here, Kaisara, that the 12 shvatim came out of him. That's because of this bracha. Hashem, not a malach. Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, don't worry about Yishmael. Something's going to come out of him. He's going to be Mifresi and Nirbesi and a para adam. See, I want to tell you something. And he's going to have 12 shvatim. You know, a para adam we always take as a pejorative. It's not so simple. It's used as a pejorative because Yishmael, it's used that way. Let me explain something. Very, very important. Yitzchak, Avraham Yitzchak. Yaakov, who's becoming, remember, at the beginning, is becoming tweaked. It's getting more and more narrow, the line. Less and less universal. That's what Yitzchak was. Pacha Yitzchak, Tzimtzum. Ola Tamim, never went out of Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov, come back. If you're not going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, tell them, don't marry her. That's what have to be. That's what Tzimtzum. Para Adam is the exact opposite. What does para adam mean? Lashon of pre, sprout. That's what para means. Anytime you see pei resh at the beginning of a word, like pre, perach, pru revu. Pei resh at the beginning of a word means hispashtus. The opposite of Yitzchak, which means simtsum. The opposite. So what you're going to have a son Yishmael who's going to be nifresi, v'nirbesi, Hu yia para adam. Para adam, the only place where the word para means like a pre. It's going to sprout all over the place. Yadoi bakol, v'yad kol boy. It's going to be everywhere. You're not going to be able to, you're not going to be able to open up the television without seeing Yishmael there. He's going to be everywhere. Not to worry. You're going to accomplish. Let me say these words in my closing here before next week, my radical words. You're going to accomplish your goal too, Avraham. You're the universalist. You want the whole world to become from, you want the whole world to become godly, you'll have a Yishmael for that. Very good. But he's not going to carry on your line of doing the tikkun olam, which needs to happen. That's going to happen through Yitzchak. So here we have, in this parsha, so amazing, there's two things going on all at the same time. Neither one of them are bad. Avram says, let Yishmael do the whole thing. What about Sarah? It has to come from Sarah for some reason. We need to understand that. So it has to come from Sarah. You know. Let me just say this as a sort of a preview here to next week. The next story we're going to have in the Chumash, we have to learn about how a new story about how again Abraham, the Girush Hasheni, again Abraham lets Sarah throw Yishmael and Hagar out of the house. You know, like something interesting, talk about reading the story again, like when they're grown up. She takes Yishmael and she takes him out and she runs out of water. Right? We're going to learn next week. We'll learn inside. She runs out of water. She can't stand to hear the crying of the Nar. So she puts him under a bush someplace and she's crying over here and he's crying over there. So you have this picture, sad story. How old was Yishmael in the story? Huh? 22.
He's
22. He's 22 now. 22. This was long after he was 13. He's 22. Had to be 22. I'll prove it to you. He had to be 22. And it's a whole different story, right? Is that a whole different story? Because and what happens is that when Yitzchak was finally born, so it was only then that Sarah said, oh, if I have a child, Yitzchak, then now I know for sure what I have suspected all along, that Yishmael ben Hagar HaMitzris is not the one to carry on. So until now, so that's why there was two Gerushin,
until now, I didn't know 100% for sure. I just didn't like that Vatokel, as Sarai Beinoa, that she was cheapening me. She was not giving me respect. Now I'm saying something else. Yishmael is not part of this family. That's what she says. We're going to learn it. Yishmael is not part of this family. So here, Avram Avinu, it says, got very upset. Why are you throwing away Yishmael? First of all, he's 21 years old, my gosh. He's thrown out of the house. What did he do wrong already? Rashi says, she thought he did stuff wrong. She thought he was going off to Dara. Mitzachek, it's that word again. It keeps on appearing. She saw the Yishmael was Mitzachek. She was suspicious of him. But Avram Avinu didn't want to throw him away. And it was only this time, not like the last time, he didn't say to Sarah, okay, do whatever you want. Because you have to listen to Sarah this time. Okay, I have to listen to this. This was for Avram Avinu, this was the same as the Akedah. So he let her go with Yishmael on her back. Unbelievable, 21-year-old on her back. I'm telling you, he wasn't a little kid. Because, I mean, if nothing else, you say he was 13, right? Because he was 13 years old when Yitzchak was born. So my point is this, that it was only when Yitzchak was born that Sarah had the sort of self-confidence, if you will, to know that we can really get rid of Yishmael big time. So Sarah's always getting rid of Yishmael. Let me just read to you from the Hamek Dover. Here's a translation. The description of Yishmael as Avram's son implies that Avram regarded him as a son in every sense of the word. It was only in relation to Sarah that Yishmael was considered the son of the maidservant. She called him Ben Ha'am. So says the Netziv. So we're talking about a real split in the family here. Think about this. A real split in the family about what's the deal with Yishmael. Ad kedekach, that Hashem had to tell Avram Avinu, do what you want with him. So we need to know that. We also need to know, come for homework, that when Avram Avinu took Yitzchak to the Akedah, when Yitzchak was how old? 37. So now we're talking fast forward, 37. And he called Shnei Na'ar Avito. Who did he take with him?
Eliezer.
The Akedah. Eliezer and Yishmael. Yishmael was in the desert someplace. Well, it was Yishmael coming. He came home. He was at the funeral of Avram Avinu. He was at the Akedah Yitzchak. Why? And Avram Avinu turns to them, to Eliezer, and to Yitzchak, and to Yishmael. Here's the three. And he says, Avram Avinu saw the Shechina on the mountain. And he says, what do you guys see?
They don't see
it. Eliezer says, I don't see anything. Yishmael says, I don't see anything. Yitzchak says, I see the Shechina. Shvu lachem po ima chamor v'ani v'anar ne'ochalko. Just like the chamor doesn't see, you don't see either. So this was the first time that he took. Now Yitzchak already knew, Avram already knew that he might be killing Yitzchak today. So he took his two bets with him. He took Yishmael with him, and he took Eliezer with him. He took them with, because Eliezer, don't forget, wanted to marry Yitzchak. Remember, Eliezer said, let my daughter marry Yitzchak. I want to get in the line. Yishmael, Hagar said, go there, go. You'll be the one in the line. Yitzchak is getting killed today. It was a big yontif for Yishmael and for Eliezer. We have another chance. Amazing. So this was a Yishmael, we're going to learn, appears and reappears until today. Appearing and reappearing and disappearing and reappearing. This is what's happening. Okay, we'll leave it there. Smile part one.